truth is not what happened and what you see. Truth is what God says and how He sees it. Because you see, it is His word that's truth. In fact, the Bible says it this way in Psalm 119 and verse 160. He says, "Thy what is truth? Thy word is truth and the sum thereof." In other words, how God sees it is truth.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon. Had you ever noticed we often forget what we should remember and remember what we should forget? Well, today's message will teach us how to allow the Holy Spirit to help us remember according to the ways of God. Here is Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, "Don't Forget to Remember."
Well, if you would take out your notes, please. Today, my message is entitled, "Don't Forget to Remember." Israel's greatest downfall was they would forget. They wouldn't remember. 236 times in the Old Testament, God repeated Himself. That'll tell you how important it is. He repeated Himself 236 times to say, "Don't forget. Please remember." So He instituted sacrifices so that they would remember. Then He instituted festivals so that they would remember. He even instituted the way the priests would dress. They had little, what they call in Hebrew, tzitzit, which is these little tassels. And every tassel was to remind them of one of the commandments of God. Everything about them was to remember. In fact, you'll see when they would go into the Exodus, God said to Moses, "When you face the enemy, do not be afraid, for it will do you well to remember what the Lord did to Pharaoh and to all of Egypt." And then further on, He would say, "Don't forget the Lord your God when you come into the new land. For it is the Lord that brings you into this new land." But it was in Judges, which is basically the seventh book of the Old Testament. It says this, and here's that, almost the epitaph of Israel. It says, "And Israel forgot the Lord. And from then, everything began to devolve and erode." And I looked at that and I thought, you know, the whole Old Testament could be summed up in one word: remember. Today, I want to talk about remembering. But before, let me give you a fun story. A story is told of these two elderly gentlemen. They're in the living room playing cards while their wives are visiting in the kitchen. And one of the elderly gentlemen says to his friend, "Hey, George," he said, "you got to go to this restaurant my wife and I went to the other night. It's so nice." And so his friend goes, "Great, I'll do that. What was the name of that restaurant?" First guy says, "What's the name of that flower that's red and has thorns on it? We give it at Valentine's Day." His friend said, "Rose?" He said, "Yeah." He yells towards the kitchen, "Rose, what's the name of that restaurant that we went to the other day?" Today we want to learn not only how to remember, but how to remember well. We don't remember well. In fact, we have selective memory. And I'm the youngest of four kids. My dad and mom then got a divorce and had more kids on either side. So I'm actually from a family of 11. But of the original, I'm the youngest. And I don't like the way we remember. I mean, you look at these photo albums. I get a photo album of us four kids. And so my oldest sister's name is Londa, you know, and they always kind of like ooh, goo, goo over the first one. So he turned to the first page. There's pictures. Londa, born. Nursery in the hospital. First bottle. First diaper change. Sleeping the first night. Second day. It's like, good night. The next one is my brother Jerome. He turned to his. Jerome, born. First birthday. Second birthday. Third one is Gary. Gary, graduating from high school. And then you look at mine, Wayne. Was this kid even born? Like, what? They don't even remember, you know? We remember poorly. But speaking of photo albums, we need to to understand that sometimes we forget what we should remember and we remember what we should forget. I mean, I don't know why we do that. It's unlike the photo albums where we would have pictures of ourselves. I mean, check this out. You'd get, remember when we'd come back from the photo finisher and you'd have like 110 pictures that you took, and you'd go through the pictures. Any picture that makes you look ugly, fat, or just non-human, you throw away, right? You dismiss. Oh, I'm eating something. Oh, my hair's out of place. Oh, I'm standing next to the person I don't like. Whew, okay, I'm just, and then, ooh, I look like Baywatch. That's going to be terrible. You know, we go through these. So out of 110 or 150 pictures, you got three that make you look like, you know, woo. And so you put those. Why? Because when you go through your photo album, you want to bring back memories that inspire you. Wouldn't it be dumb if you went the opposite way? You went through the pictures. Oh, this one's ugly. Put this one in the photo album. Oh, nice. Throw that away. Oh, I look fat. Put that in there. Oh, my hair is so messy. Oh, man. We would never do that. So when you open the photo album, it's like, oh. It would be ridiculous, but we do that with life, don't we? How often we forget the promises and the blessings of God and all the wonderful things He has done, and we remember the few things that cause us pain. And we go over them and we rehearse the hurts again and again and again. And then there's something that happens to our spirits. Like, why? Because we don't remember well. You see, remembering isn't just recalling past events. It's what form those recollections take in our mind. What priority do we give them? What place do we give them? See, the events in our lives are actually less important than the form they take in our memories. Because you can have the same event and different people remember them differently. If you take a look at the things that happen in our lives, the memories within us is actually what causes us to be like we are. Our disposition, personality. If you think about it in this way, think about it like this. Remorse is a condemning memory. Guilt can be caused by an accusing memory. Discouragement. Defeating memories. Bitterness, a blaming memory. On the other hand, if you think about it, confidence is an inspiring memory. Isn't that right? Happiness is a joyful memory. Gratitude is a memory of being loved and valued. Then it exudes gratefulness. Faith is a memory of how God has been so faithful and how He is a God of great power. Do you remember when David wanted to go against Goliath, an impossible undertaking? And he went to Saul and he said, Saul, I'll go against him. Saul goes, dude, you got some confidence. Oh, yeah. He said, the reason is because I remember how God delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear. And if God can, because I remember. And if God can deliver me from the lion and the bear, He will deliver me from this ugly looking dude. Because the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Whoa, said Saul, you go, boy. So David went down to the valley of Elah, picked up some stones, and the giant came out. Do you remember the story? Do you remember the story? And the giant said, You come at me, you scrawny little punk kid, with a slingshot. I'm coming after you. I'm going to feed your flesh to the birds. David looked at him and said, you come with me after me with sword and shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. You know what? I remember how God delivered me from a lion and a bear, and He'll deliver me from you, you ugly oaf. I read from the Revised Standard Version, you know that. And so he said, well, come on. So he took those stones. Whoo, 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 whoo. Do you remember? Oh, do you remember? Yeah. Whoo, he let that thing fly. Whoo, 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 whoo. Boom, right between his eyes. Right before he fell, he said, whoa, nothing like this has ever entered my mind before. Some people ask me, Wayne, how did Goliath die? I said, from a splitting headache. And then 10 or 12 go into the land. And God says, don't fear them. Remember. Remember what I did to Pharaoh in Egypt. And don't you fear them. Well, they go in. 10 come back and say, we can't do it. It's a suicide mission. Do you remember? And the two, including Caleb, came back and said, we should by all means go into the land. I remember what God had done. I remember. We shall go in and we shall conquer. So I remember the deeds of the Lord. And God said, whoa, you know what, Caleb, because this kid has got a different spirit and has followed me wholeheartedly, I'm going to bring him into the land and he's going to inherit it, he and his descendants. See, remember differently things of God. Your remembrance is so important to your future confidence. You see, one of the greatest barriers to healing is remembering poorly. When we remember things poorly, it steals our confidence. There's some of you here today that you're suffering from memories of an occurrence or a past event, and they're still painful because of the form that memory has taken up in your heart. Not the event itself. It's how you choose to remember it. You say, are we that bad at remembering, Wayne? Mm-hmm. You know why I know? Because God said, I'm going to send a helper to help you remember well. Well, who's that? Let's read it together. It's at the top of your notes, but it'll also come up on the screen. Let's read it together. Go. But when the helper, the Holy Spirit, who's the helper? Good. Start it from the beginning. But when the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and he will bring back to remembrance all that I have said to you. In other words, the Holy Spirit's job is to help us to remember well. And what God said, which are called his promises, will be the filter through which our past events must pass so that we will remember well. If we circumvent the Holy Spirit's job, we remember poorly. The Holy Spirit's going to remind us of what God said, his promise. What God did, and we go, got it. And the memories of the past occurrences or events will take up a different place because it was filtered through the power, the promises, and the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit's going to help you do that. You circumvent that, and if your flesh categorizes your memories, it will erode your confidence, and it will stalk your path, and it'll bring pain the rest of your life. In fact, it's so important how the form memories take in our minds and in our hearts that he sent us the Holy Spirit to help us to remember well. In John 16, it says this, that the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now watch this. Truth is not what happened and what you see. Truth is what God says and how he sees it. Because you see, it is his word that's truth. In fact, the Bible says it this way in Psalm 119 and verse 160. He says, thy what is truth? Thy word is truth and the sum thereof. In other words, how God sees it is truth. Often we will see it in a shaded way, in a shadowed way, in a bitter way, in a resentful way, in a hurtful way. And God says, don't see it that way. No. You filter it through my promise. You filter it through my sovereignty. And the Holy Ghost is going to help you run that through a filter. Now put that into your memory. If not, you're going to have bad treasure in your heart. For out of the treasure of a heart, the man speaks. Out of the good treasure, he brings forth good. Out of the bad treasure, he brings forth bad. Did you know that you can actually store bad treasure in your heart? And God knew that, so he said, you know what? I'm going to ask my Father, and he's going to send a helper to the people of God. And his name is Holy Spirit. And he's going to guide us into all truth. One of the greatest barriers to future blessing and future healing are past memories that haven't yet been submitted to the Holy Spirit's correction and filter that's according to God's word. That's why, oh no, I love this scripture coming up. That's why it says this, because you got to take control, because those memories, if you don't filter it through the Holy Spirit, who's been given the job to help us remember well, because that's the stuff that's going to hang inside of you and actually influence you and dictate who you are and your future. So he's going to send the Holy Spirit and he's going to filter those events through God's power, through God's sovereignty. And he says, now put them into your heart. That's why he says this. Let's read it. Would you read it? Go. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every what? Bringing every into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You know what he's saying? He's saying if anything that's lodging within you that's against God, mad at God, bitter against God's word, that doesn't flow with what God is wanting, he says, get rid of it. So the Holy Spirit's going to say to you, you know what happened here? Yeah, okay, let's take a look at these pictures. Yeah, keep this one, toss this one. What? Yeah, toss that one. Yeah, but it's about me and it wasn't, just toss that one. You're either going to go by the leading of the Holy Ghost and I'm going to help you, or you're going to circumvent my help. And you're going to put stuff in your photo album that every time you look at it, it will bring back pain. He said, well, what are you talking about? You mean you just got to forget it? Yeah, if the Holy Spirit says, let this one go, let it go. Because he's sent, that's his job. Because we don't, like the Israelites, remember well. We remember poorly. So what do I do? Here's something. It's one of the best lessons I've learned. Ready? I call it divine forgetting. Yeah, divine forgetfulness. Some of you are good at the forgetful part, but this is called divine forgetfulness. What are you talking about? Yeah, you see, even God chooses to forget. He actually chooses to forget. Forgetfulness isn't age. Forgetfulness can be a part of the atonement. It's a part of God's redemption. Well, how's that? Well, let's read what it says out of the book of Hebrews. Would you read it with me? It's going to come up on the screen. Go. Oh, sorry, it's not. Yeah, it's Hebrews 8. Go. For I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins. He will remember our sins. Yeah. Do you know that God says no, and we should do the same? There's a divine correlation there. It's a part of the atonement and the redemption of God. But if we circumvent that, we store up bad treasure. And I mean, how many of us have bad treasure in our heart? And it'll affect everything about you. Why? Because we circumvent the helper who was sent to help us to remember well. There was a man, he had a great Christian guy, but he had done something he was not proud of a couple of years prior. And I mean, he tried everything to get it out of him. He repented, he asked forgiveness, he did everything he could, but it still didn't work. It just stalked him. It just stalked him like a bad odor, just stayed with him, and he just couldn't get rid of it. Well, he was at a Bible study one day at his church, and there's a lady there that's very vivacious. And she, when she talks about God, she says, you know, God and I were talking today. And he says, you weren't either. She says, oh, yes, yes. God and I were talking this morning, and this is what he said. He was getting really tired of this because she's like over-spiritualizing everything. So finally, he says, I'm going to test her. So he went to her, and when she's just about to say, God and I were, he said, stop. You and God talk. Oh, yes, every day. And he talks back to you. Oh, yes. He said, then next time you talk to God, ask him what he thinks about what happened a couple of years ago. You ask him what he thinks about that, because he was still wrestling with it. She said, okay. Well, the next day he saw her, and he said, well, did you and God talk this morning? She said, we did. And he said, did you ask God what he thinks about what I did 2 years ago? She said, I did. I asked him. And what did he say? She smiled at him. She said, God said he doesn't even remember. You see, this is what Isaiah said. Let's read it again in a different book. Let's read what Isaiah says. Go. I am he who blots out your transgressions and remembers your sin. Oh, I love that. So the Holy Spirit says, keep this, toss that. And if we're going to be a people of God, we get to obey the helper who has been sent to help us to remember well. Otherwise, we misuse our imagination. It's a misuse. And we can't allow our flesh to categorize our memories. Let it be run through the filter of the Lord, what he's said, his promises, his sovereignty, his love. And the Holy Spirit will guide you, I promise. And everything will change. And remember, God forgets. And so should we. You say, but Wayne, I have some stuff in my life that I just can't forget. Okay, I understand that. But it doesn't have to pain you anymore. What are you talking about? Well, you see, if I had someone cut me with a knife, ow, and it's deep, ow, and the guy goes, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I forgive you. But even though forgiveness is given, I still may have to deal with the pain of that cut. So I get it sutured. I get it taken care of. And for a while, I don't let anybody come near my arm because it hurts. It still hurts. And there's some of you that you will go through a setback or some major emotional crunch. And for a while, you're going to have to let the Lord heal it. And you're going to have people kind of just stay away from it. It's okay. Don't think you're like unchristian. No. That's just like, let's let it heal. Well, what happened? We'll let it heal. But if the healing does take place, after a while, there will remain a scar that you'll never forget. But here's the cool thing. It doesn't hurt anymore. And I can talk about it. And it doesn't hurt anymore. Because God is a God who heals. How many of you are glad that God heals? Even when I can't forget it, he heals. He heals. Let God heal. You say, but Wayne, what if after about 5 years, it's still hurting? It's because you keep ripping the scab off. Quit ripping the scab off. Oh man, look what he did. Ow, oh, wow, man, does that hurt? It's bleeding again. Yeah, who did that? Yeah, you need to leave it alone. You say, but is that like, does it go away? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. God is a healer. And he'll help you to remember. Well, the crucifixion, for example, is probably one of the most torturous ways of death. You know how God remembers it? Not as torturous and excruciating. You know how God the Father remembers it as? Redemption. He remembers it as a new beginning for my children. Are you kidding? It's not painful. It's joyful. Even though at the time, Jesus would cry out, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, what, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But today, he looks at it with a smile, and he says, it's because of love. I'm good. Do you understand? And the Holy Spirit's going to help you and me to do exactly the same thing. So don't mess with things that are put under the blood of Christ. Let it heal. Let it heal. Let me conclude as we talk about how to remember correctly and how to submit our events to the Holy Spirit and understand divine forgetfulness. It's a part of the atonement. It's a part of the sorting of the memories and what form they're going to take in our hearts. Do it well. Let the Holy Spirit help you, please, please. And learn divine forgetfulness. All it is saying, okay, we keep this and we discard that. Got it. And don't argue with the Lord. Accept. Changes your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. You can put your name there. Plans not for your calamity, but for your welfare, in order that you might have a future and a hope. Today, would you let the Holy Spirit be your partner to help you to remember well? Mark my words, it'll make all the difference in the world. Amen. Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to a message entitled, Don't Forget to Remember, by Dr. Wayne Cordero of New Hope West in Eugene, Oregon. We trust it has been an encouragement to you as you're going about your day. Now, for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, God bless you and aloha.
Kulia Christian Academy, a ministry of New Hope Oahu, is a preschool program for students ages 2 through junior kindergarten and is fully accredited by ACSI. The school is conveniently located off Nimitz Highway on Sand Island Access Road. KCA provides a safe, nurturing, Christ-centered environment. Its experienced staff focus on the independent growth of each student. For more information, to schedule a tour, or to apply, please visit the school's website at kuliachristian.org.